My name is Tyler Power. I am 21 years old. Today is September 16th, and I'm speaking with Thomas Power, who is my father. We are recording this interview in Huntington Beach, California. Our first question in the interview, Tom, is how long have you lived in California?
I've lived in California my whole life, and that would be 52 and a half years.
Okay, thank you. And let's hear about a couple of interesting experiences California has provided you with over that time.
Well, that is a broad question.
Yes, it is. Just a few interesting experiences that you've had from California that you wouldn't have found other places, maybe.
Well, I grew up in a very large family. There was 8 children, my mom and dad. And we lived in Fountain Valley for my whole upbringing. And we had some great vacations, great trips. Really, with such a large family, we had to do some inexpensive vacations, a lot of camping trips.
In California?
In California to Yosemite. I have great memories of camping in Yosemite. Hiking the great trails there. I was the youngest, so I couldn't do some of the harder ones. And I always wanted to go. But okay. I couldn't get to go because I was the youngest of the 8 members of my family. But great times, great family trips with other families there too. Yosemite was just, holds a great big space in my heart. Doheny Beach also is another great campground that we used to go to. I have a very close family, and we just would back each other up all the time at sporting events and everything we could. Really tight, close family, and it was a great growing up here in California.
Okay. So, other than Fountain Valley, is there anywhere else in California that you've lived for any period of time?
I did live in Long Beach. We lived there when I was born for about 2 months.
Okay.
And then we moved to Fountain Valley when I was 2 months old. And then we stayed and lived in that house for the rest of the time. I went away to school to UCLA. So I was up in Westwood for 4 years in Los Angeles. And that was fantastic, great experience.
So are there any differences you felt between, even though they're both in Southern California, the vibes between Fountain Valley area and Los Angeles?
Oh, definitely. Way more going on in Los Angeles. Activities, all that you could want and more. It's just more hustle bustle up there in Los Angeles. Things are going on, nightlife's going on. Still close to the beach. Still close to the mountains, just like in Fountain Valley, close to the beach.
But there's a whole different kind of culture.
Whole different kind of just vibe, a lot of stuff going on.
Okay.
But similarities were, you're still 5 minutes from the beach and 2 hours to the mountains. You could always used to say go skiing in the morning and come back for a sunset or go body surfing, you know, and that makes this area of Southern California is so special.
Okay. So, tell me about your experience growing up in California and how that may have differed from growing up in any other state. Maybe a little comparison.
Well, I didn't grow up in a different state, so I can't compare that, but we grew up in a very large family. Family is very important. Even extended family is very important. We spend a lot of time with aunts and uncles and cousins, going places, weddings, funerals, birthday parties, very important extended family type stuff that we grew up with in Fountain Valley. So my parents were older. And I think that might be very similar to, I don't know what I'm thinking, maybe Midwest might have been. We had good values, we had family is so important. But it's my peers, their parents were younger and they didn't have as large of families in and around Fountain Valley. So I don't know, I just think our family put so much importance on family because my parents were older and had such extended families.
Okay. Well, is there anything about California in particular that you think shaped your childhood or your experience growing up than rather than something that, say, if you grew up in, like, St. Louis or somewhere like that?
Yes.
What parts of California?
The weather being so beautiful here, we spent a lot of time outdoors. We were always outdoors growing up. We would go to a friend's house and play, maybe come home for lunch for a sandwich, and then back out until the streets got dark. And then we'd come in for dinner, and then we'd go back out and play hide and seek in the middle, not the middle of the night, and it's dark out. And it was safe, but the weather was always so mild that we could be spend most of our time outside. Other places you probably couldn't do that. You'd have to spend time inside because the weather's cold. And I think it makes myself and my family appreciate the outdoors, being outside, being close to the beach, exercising. Exercise is a big part of our life, even now, and playing sports because we're always active and we can be active because
that sets California apart.
Because that's California.
There's a lot of exercise and a lot of fit people.
Yes, it sets you apart, and the weather allows it, and everybody is kind of looking to be outside and healthy.
Okay. So, again, kind of like the same question, but in your later life, ways California has shaped you that other states wouldn't have been able to do. So there's multiple ways that you can describe this, but you already did weather, but other states just don't have a lot of the things that California has. So would you like to describe that?
Well, in my later years, I got married when I was 30. I have two boys, Tyler and Cole, and we were able, these guys have been playing sports since they were 4 years old, again, being outside. I was fortunate enough to be able to coach these guys in soccer and baseball and basketball, and all these sports are outdoor stuff that we can do all the time. So we are being very active and exercising, playing sports. All that weather allowed us to do that. A very sports-rich culture here in Southern California.
Yeah, can you speak to that a little more?
Yeah. Some of our best friends even today, and the kids grew up with these guys playing sports. They're their best friends. They were on teams together from kindergarten through eighth grade and then on into high school also. So strong friendships were formed early on with the kids doing activities together and the families doing activities together. We would vacation to various places with families from that we knew from sports, that our kids played on the same sports team. We would do traditional yearly mammoth trips, Palm Springs, all these things in California, but just outdoor activities. We'd be skiing in Mammoth one winter, and then over spring break we'd be enjoying the desert and golfing and swimming by the pool and having great good quality time with families, and lots of different things we could do in California, whereas in Kansas I don't think they're going skiing, driving 5 hours to get to the mountains, or 2 hours.
Exactly. So, a couple other things. You said you spent your whole life in California, 52 and a half years. What kept you here? As opposed to just going everywhere else. I mean, you spent your entire life here. Why?
All right. I went, graduated high school at 18, and then I went on to UCLA for 4 years and majored in biology with the goal of going to chiropractic school. I did that for four more years, which was also in Southern California. And I wanted to kind of go back to where I grew up just to help the community. So I stayed in California because it was attractive to me from the beginning. It's a great place to live. It's a great place to grow up. I think it's a great place to raise a family. It is very crowded here, though, and becoming more and more crowded. But that doesn't bother me. I'm fortunate enough to not really be stuck in traffic and all that like a lot of other people are. If I had to deal with that more, I think it would drive me crazy. But we're close to the beach, and having the ocean 2 miles away with endless beach and ocean out in front of us gives us a feeling that we're not so crowded and we're not so densely populated with people.
Okay. Let's move on to the next question. This is a bit of a big one, and you can name as many as you want. We can discuss as many as you want. What do you think are a few stereotypes of California?
Well, I would imagine people from other parts of the country might think everybody surfs, everybody's blonde, everybody's fit. Everybody or more people tend to be on the liberal, socially liberal side. I would think people think we are diverse culturally, as Los Angeles is a huge melting pot of many different ethnic groups. So I would think people would know that. On the other hand, not everybody is like blonde and surfers. And exactly. I also think people think that. So
there's two kind of conflicting stereotypes.
Correct.
Maybe.
But I think they might think that.
Any other ones you can think of?
Yeah, they might think Southern California is different than Northern California. Almost like two different states. Two different whole life situations up there. Southern California is a hustle bustle, go go go, and Northern California is laid, but more laid back. Okay. I remember at UCLA, I had a lot of friends that were SoCal, and a lot of friends that were NorCal.
Okay.
And there was definitely a kind of a different description of both. Again, Southern California's hustle bustle, go go go. A lot of the NorCal people were like Grateful Dead, mellow, low key, not so hustle bustle.
Okay.
And that's my generalization of the SoCal NorCal.
So you think they're different?
Oh, I could see. I'm thinking other places in the country might see that.
Okay, we've discussed in class that SoCal and NorCal can be viewed by stereotypes as being the same. A lot of people that are not from California will view California as kind of one big thing.
Mm-hmm.
When really, like you said, and this is coming from your point of view, that SoCal and NorCal are totally different, and they are. But I think a lot of stereotypes will say that they're the same. No one really knows the difference unless they're from California.
Gotcha.
But are there any other ones you can think of? Can you speak to maybe a stereotype that everyone here is rich? Would you think that's a stereotype?
Wow, that is not my opinion of California, but I'm not from another state.
Exactly.
So they may think that we're all well off and everybody has a beach house and living on the beach here, when in reality that is not true. It takes very few people who have houses on the beach or close to the beach. Most people are inland and in the desert and in the mountains all over the place. So it might be a thought, though, okay, from other people.
And let's see. One other one I wanted to speak to is there's a couple just outlandish kind of stereotypes that are like, We go to Disneyland every day. We see celebrities all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's kind of a big one.
I would say that was a lot. I bet the other parts of the country view that Hollywood is what Southern California is. And when people come here, they seem to go to Disneyland and they go to Hollywood because they want to see all the stars and the stars on Hollywood Boulevard, on the sidewalk, the Hollywood sign, Beverly Hills, and all that does seem to be really the very well off the Hollywood stereotype yeah. That is not what I view it as, but you're right. Most other states probably view that as full on Hollywood. Everybody's making movies. Everybody's an actor. Yeah, I bet that's a big stereotype.
So you did mention some differences between SoCal and NorCal, but there has been a discussion that they could actually be, they're so geographically and culturally different that they could be two different states. So what are some more just telltale signs or details that differ, that Southern California differs from Northern California?
Well, physically, Northern California gets the majority of the water of California. And that water is vital for the development of both areas. And we take most of Southern California takes most of Northern California's water, and it's shipped down here, irrigation down here, due to the need for it. And I'm sure that doesn't go over well up there to all the farmers in Northern and especially Central California, which is where so much farming is done. That's one thing that divides us, is the water. Probably the Northern California, with all the techie companies, drive a different economy up there, different from Southern California. Southern California probably has a broader range. And so there's two different economies going up there. Physically, the water is much more in Northern California than Southern California. So economy, for one. I think Northern California and above, I'm guessing, is going to be different ethnically, culturally, except for the very big city of San Francisco, but a lot of rural farmland, and maybe a different proportion of ethnicities from Southern California to Northern. I think Southern will have much more different cultural diversity. Another reason to split the state.
So how much time have you spent in Northern California?
Not very much.
Not very much. Would you say I spent more time there than you, since you know how much I go?
You?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Okay. And I've spent probably overall a month, maybe a little more, in my entire life in Northern California as well.
Well, I've spent a month in Lake Tahoe. Time in San Francisco.
It's just very culturally different. And I think there really could be a discussion of there being two different states, Southern California and Northern California, the way they run, the fact that there are two massive cities, and just the cultural differences.
There could be a discussion for it.
I think there has been a discussion for it, actually.
Yeah. I don't think it's a good idea.
Okay.
I would agree. There's definitely, I'm sure, some conversation about that.
Okay. So you mentioned Lake Tahoe. What are your couple favorite places in California?
Great memories in Yosemite, I told you. My brother and two sisters lived in Lake Tahoe for many years, so I would go up there and spend about 4 or 5 weeks at a time up there. My parents would drop me off and I'd stay with my brother, and we would hike to Fallen Leaf Lake, we would cross-country ski to Fallen Leaf Lake, have a great day, come back. My mom would make great food, and I remember making pots of chili, and we'd hang out as a family, and another family would come up, and we would just enjoy each other's company. I learned to ski in Lake Tahoe. My brother taught me to ski, and we'd go up there every year in the wintertime and have family vacations. I'd ski with my brother and my other brother and my sister. It would be super fun, and we would boat on the lake. Another place later on as a family going to Palm Springs, Palm Desert, with our family, and enjoying spring break down there and golfing and enjoying the pool and the beautiful weather. Trips going to Mammoth with our family, trying to get Tyler and Cole into skiing because it's a great sport and something you can do forever and ever, and I thought, oh, that's very important.
Okay. Ton of outdoor activities. Another just thing about California that is interesting and pretty consistent. Any other Southern California spots? You mentioned a lot of NorCal spots, but Palm Desert, any other Southern California?
I grew up playing beach volleyball a lot.
Okay.
And so we'd play at the beach, and actually those were what my summers were full of, playing beach from 10 to 4, going home, sunburned, exhausted, tired, and then getting together with friends at night. My boys are volleyball players, and my wife, and we'd go down to the beach and play with friends and family and play beach, and that's a great day. Just spending time at the beach, playing volleyball, swimming in the beautiful ocean, and that's always a good day, and that even doesn't take a lot of planning or money. It's a nice, inexpensive way to spend great quality time.
Okay, and where are you currently living in California?
We live in Huntington Beach, California now.
So Southern California. So yes. It's been Southern California the entire life then, pretty much?
Yes.
Okay. And what historical California events have you lived through, and do you have any insight about them? Just name a few.
California historical events.
California historical events, yes.
Well,
in your 52 years.
I do remember a very large earthquake. That was mostly in San Francisco.
When was this?
Must have been around 1992 or 3 or 4. As San Francisco was playing in the World Series.
Okay.
And it happened during a game, and they had to stop it because the stadium was crumbling and cracked. And it was huge, huge up there that I think we felt it in Los Angeles. So that was one thing.
So you were watching the game in Los Angeles.
We were watching the game during it.
Okay.
It was pregame.
There was a pregame earthquake.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's what I remember. Another thing is, I was born in 1966. I believe that's the year of the Watts riots.
Okay.
So that's an historical event that I really don't remember that much about, but I'm sure it put the city in some considerable angst, let's say that. But I also grew up during and experienced the O.J. Simpson trial, and well, before that, when he was going down the freeways of Los Angeles in his white Bronco, and it was a media frenzy, and people were out going, save OJ, free OJ, and that whole thing, the aftermath of that with his trial. And then just before that, when the Rodney King trial, that was a huge thing in Los Angeles.
And the riots following
when, right? The police officers were found not guilty of bad behavior towards him, and then the riots broke out with I watched it on TV.
That was Southern California, Los Angeles, not too far from you, right?
Not too far from me, and that was in the 80s, so I was we watched a truck driver get pulled out of a truck and beaten with concrete, and it was terrible, and we watched it on live TV, and then the riots that ensued, and the city was burning, and we saw the fires, and the press was huge, and it was quite incredible. I lived through that, watched it.
Yeah.
That was...
It's pretty incredible.
That was incredible, and that was in addition to the O.J. Simpson whole situation.
Mm-hmm. Just a few years before, right?
Yeah. So there was a lot of racism at the time that we probably didn't even know was going on. But
and how old you were? Were you during this time?
Oh, boy. I was in the 80s. I had to be 20. 20 during
The Rodney King situation. Okay.
And then closer to my later 20s during the O.J. Simpson situation.
Okay.
And
is there any more recent California historical events or anything that's happened in California history that you've lived through or have insight about?
Well, I remember when I was dating my wife, I'd go over to her house, and at the time there were fires getting really close to where she lived, and the fire was encroaching upon the hill, and in the distance you could see the fires, and we were getting ready to possibly evacuate because we didn't know if the it was really windy. It gets hot and dry and windy mm-hmm. here and stokes those fires, and we thought it could jump the road, and then all of a sudden it would just come. So we were scared a little bit and prepared, but we were safe. Nothing ever happened. But along those lines, I'm sure everybody out of California thinks California is burning
mm-hmm.
because we've had so many very bad wildfires this year. Lots in Northern California. Lots in Southern California, lots in Central California. It's been kind of out of the Orange County, but right up along all the mountains, local mountains and Riverside. And we've had some friends that were affected and had to evacuate. So we're a little safer down here, but like I said, other people from outside of California think California's gonna burn, and earthquakes happen all the time, whereas in reality it doesn't. But the fires are significant. We've lived through a couple of those.
What about off topic a little bit, more recent California history standpoint, immigration, and how you said California is very culturally different and diverse. But there's a lot of stuff going on around immigration and immigrants nowadays.
Yeah, there sure is these days.
And California is a really big epicenter for it.
These days, the nation seems very divided, more than I can ever remember. Immigration is a huge flashpoint, and it draws a line in the sand for many people, which seems to... You're either on one side or the other, and there's such division, and that's only one example. Around Southern California, we have a very highly Hispanic population, and that in different schools here and there, and with, yeah, ICE immigration seems to be, it's a crazy time right now, and I'm sure it seems like a lot of the Hispanics are more scared because it just seems to be no tolerance for a lot of different reasons, and people seem to be in the news getting deported for this or for that, and it's a crazy time, and we're seeing that, we're living through that right now. It's a real kind of just a divisive time right now.
Okay, and that brings us to our last question. We've spoken a lot, maybe to this question, and maybe a little bit differing from it. But what are a couple of things that makes California so special?
California is special because of the amazing weather. Being outside is such a gift, and the weather allows that. We have great moderate weather, really 12 months out of the year, which means our lifestyles here and choices here are so broad. You can pretty much do anything anytime you want. You can surf in December, and you can ski up till the 4th of July in Mammoth. The slopes are open there. So you can do so much anytime you want. Transportation is amazing. Planes, trains, automobiles, the freeway system. You used to be able to get anywhere practically in 30 minutes. Maybe not so much anymore, but the transportation and the things that are offered here, from plays to sporting events. We have many professional teams, college teams, the athletics. The universities and colleges here are amazing. So the opportunities here seem to be immense. The weather's beautiful. Jobs are plentiful. The economy's good. There's really so much to do here and such a great place to grow up and live. I mean, I have been to other places and visited other places, and I've just stayed here my whole life because really it's such a great place to live and allows you so many opportunities and freedom and choices to do what you want to do.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tom. It's been great talking to you, and have a good day.
Thank you. How much time?
That was 31:07.
So are we good?